Welcome. You're listening to WAAOL, All Automotive Advertising News, all the time, and we're brought to you on Blog Talk Radio. Obviously, we are a free resource automotive advertising portal. AdAgencyOnline.net was created in order to platform the opportunities for cutting-edge technologies and different vendor applications to help us blur the line between the real and the virtual world for car dealers out there. My name is Phil Zellinger. I'm the president of Ad Agency Online. We are a network of independent affiliated automotive advertising agencies, production partners, and we now represent a number of auto industry vendors. And we share that same philosophy that a rising tide floats all boats. So our networking logic is built into this program, built into AdAgencyOnline.net, and certainly one of the added feature values brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is focused on the Lunch with Ralph show. Now, Ralph Paglia is the National Director of Digital Marketing for ADP. I got an email from Ralph this morning that he's tied up in some hard meetings with some OEMs in Detroit. Wish him luck, and all honesty, as part of our relationship is to recognize one car guy to another that does happen, and customers come first. So I decided to take advantage of Ralph's break in Detroit by suggesting that today's show be dedicated to Ralph himself. One of the shared philosophies that Ralph and I have discussed and even platformed on our shows in the past is the value of recognizing that even though he, for example, works for ADP and his paycheck is cash through ADP, and even though I am a full-service automotive advertising agency, and I certainly want to prioritize the added value of driving business and traffic to our affiliated agencies and production partners and vendors that we feature on the platform, we all share a common goal, which is to really share resources and network the opportunities that we all enjoy in today's auto industry, because it's getting tougher and tougher out there. And I think it's important that we recognize, what are friends for? So a guy like Ralph, I've always commented on his shows that he never discusses ADP, he never discusses himself or what he's doing. And I guess today is the perfect day to do that, because I won't have him being bashful or being humble. And I have no reason not to come right out and say it. I think Ralph Paglia is my hero. He is a valued resource and networking partner in a lot of different venues. And I think today we're going to dedicate this show to Ralph Paglia himself. So, Ralph, when you do get a chance to listen to this show later, and I'll forward you a copy, all I can say is no reason to say you're welcome, because I know you. You're probably going to be embarrassed by it all, but it doesn't change the facts, and that is that Ralph is the ultimate networker, and I'd like to give some examples of some of the shared opportunities that Ralph has already put out into the auto industry for us all to benefit from, in addition, of course, to his regular Lunch with Ralph show. As you know, Ralph does appear with us every Thursday from 12 to 12:30. At AdAgencyOnline.net, hosted through Blog Talk Radio on the Lunch with Ralph show. We usually follow up with a blog and a press release breaking out exactly what's discussed. Last week, for example, we discussed the Google AdWords and the different values it represents in creating a reach and frequency formula, very similar to what most agencies have already invested in and analyzed and involved in previous media buys. But the use of Google AdWords to be able to get some cost-effective placements on conventional media, using the new global technologies and online resources to purchase these things at a serious discount, is an example of a passed-on value and wisdom that Ralph has already invested in his show last week. So this week we're going to talk about what Ralph himself is doing. For example, Automotive Digital Marketing Professional Community, ADM for the guys who know it. That's a networking portal very similar to AdAgencyOnline.net. It's targeted exclusively to the auto industry. He does have links and logos and relationships with different vendors. And I'll be honest with you, the real platform on Ralph is a little bit more of the people, though. I think he's at 966 members from last count, all auto industry related. I know many and most of them. He has different groups within. I formed one myself, which is a consultant group. And I can only leave you with a suggestion, and that is that if you're already listening to this show, obviously you're already a member or at least a regular listener, for AdAgencyOnline.net, and you recognize the value of our network relationships, I strongly recommend that you also include automotive digital marketing in your networking relationships. You can go to just www.automotivedigitalmarketing.com. You're going to find very quickly that it's an easy thing to avoid. I think Ralph used Ning in order to create it. It's extremely user-friendly. You're able to both listen and learn and teach by either posting a forum and or just responding to different communications that go back and forth within the community. For example, in just giving a look at today's postings, I know Ralph takes the first three positions. He has one conversation on a forum going about Ford and Lincoln Mercury digital advertising program for dealers. What's your impression? Well, I've replied to this many times, and my answer, my impression is thank you. Ralph and I discussed that program in specific. It's a relationship that ADP was able to forge with the Ford dealers in order to provide a platform for training and different digital marketing technologies. I know that Ralph was involved in a council that was able to create some added co-op programs for dealers that are working their digital marketing leads. I think it was at the time $500 if a lead was revived from a previous month. There was an additional incentive that Ralph discussed with the dealers out there. We were able to pass it on, and I think we quantified about a $30,000 net savings to our four dealers alone when they found out about this program, because they weren't aware of it until Ralph made us all join, and this is one of the things he's discussing on ADM, for example. We have, can key buying activities become a new way to measure customer engagement on websites? I think that we've all been confused by some of the back-end site analytics that exist. Ralph is a numbers guy, but he's one of the few guys that knows what the numbers mean. And Ralph and I have often discussed the concern that we have that sometimes the excess data that's being spewed out by both the analytics level websites as well as some of the tools and information coming through some of the applications, it gets a little confusing as to where they're sourced from, what they mean, and most importantly, what do you do to make them better? And I think that Ralph is one of those guys that actually knows how to drill down to the numbers that matter. And I think that's a forum that you certainly want to look at. I know Ralph and I have also had a lot of forums in common, just to give some examples of some of the other forums that are set up right now. Useful Websites is the first forum on top of it. Underneath that is one of my postings, social networking sites like carfolks.com and smartwomenbycars.com are the new best fishing hole in automotive advertising. That's a forum that I contributed. We've had about many, many responses, and I think it all boils down to that same logic that we started the show with, and that Ralph and I share the benefit of networking and the importance of sharing best practices, not only through our portals and through our forums, but in practice. And we've brought aboard relationships that we both endorse with carfolks.com. That's a social networking site that allows dealers to manage and monitor their online reputation. They provide free websites to salespeople, and it's a relationship that exists both in the Automotive Digital Marketing Forum as well as in AdAgencyOnline.net. So I know Ralph and I have a shared respect for that. SmartWomenByCars.com is a sort of a social networking site. It's really a targeted website for women car shoppers that dealers were able to participate in. They follow a very strict code of ethics and a confidence to the shoppers that when they do find the site, is they're going to recommend the dealer that follows certain guidelines in the way they process women or treat women, I should say, in trying to earn their business by first earning their trust. Next forum that I'm looking at is how do you find a good internet manager? Also happens to be one of my contributions. I remind you all that one of the shows we had this week on the Lunch with Phil show was recognizing the importance of staff, and that everyone's focusing on customer retention in this down market, but you know, employee retention is a key issue as well. And Ralph's forum, platform services different opportunities to network with key personnel, share best practices in attracting and in keeping them. And there's a forum that's posted on today's Automotive Digital Marketing that'll give you some insight into that. Obviously we have a lot of shared concepts, Ralph and I, in terms of the importance of the internet and the importance of the BBC on the dealers' virtual showrooms. Another forum, I'm sorry, but it happens to be mine as well. I really am just going down from the top down, so it's not my fault, Ralph. But it says, I merged the internet with your BBC to increase sales, service, and the bottom line. That's a concept that we've discussed often, Ralph and I in specific, and on my forums, as well as on this portal. And that is to simply remind you all that the current technologies are driving traffic to the website over the operator. And all of the applications that allow us to do that and monitor our websites to maximize the efficiencies of those inbound leads, things like the lead converter applications that are a proactive chat line and click-to-call conversion tool. You know, these technologies are all built to replicate the functions that exist on the real-world showroom onto the internet. Well, if that's the case, then you certainly want to make sure that you coordinate these leads with your real-world showroom, and that's the logic of that forum. Basically, by merging those two into a single central communication system, I call it the CCC, Communication Center. And it's very important that we all recognize that these kinds of forums that bring together these best practices and network these opportunities is pretty much an investment of Ralph's personal time. I know that we have had conversations in the past that ADP doesn't support or sponsor that network. That's something that Ralph invested and involved himself in, and I immediately joined it. I was one of the first people on. I believe that's true. I could check my number, but I got to think it's in the 10 or 20 numbers. He's up to 966. One of our goals today, if we really want to show Ralph our appreciation, frankly, is probably to go ahead and get everyone to sign up on ADM. So if you're already a regular listener from edagencyonline.net, I suggest that you go ahead and join another group. And the membership is easy and it's fast, and we'll be seeing each other there because I share a lot of my best practices on that forum as well. Another thing you want to remember is that Ralph does work for ADP. Now, again, he won't tell you that because he's constantly pushing all of the added values that he represents. But let's discuss ADP for a minute. They are one of our approved vendors for a reason, not just because they're number one. I think they're number one is the reason why we prefer them. You know, they have such a depth of opportunities that they provide. You know, everyone in the auto industry certainly knows ADP with their dealer suite products, and they know they're a DMS provider, and I guess that's the heart of all car dealerships. So I respect and value that as the core product. But I think the real advantage of ADP is the same value that I always put. Whenever I feature someone as a preferred vendor on AdAgencyOnline.net, I always remind people that it's not just the product and the price. It's really the people behind it. And Ralph Paglia is the individual that would probably be the best testament to that statement. I've dealt with ADP in a lot of dealerships. I've negotiated with them. I've been up in their facilities and gone through their full-bore presentation with all the different departments. I've beat the crap out of them on line-item negotiations for all the different products and services. But it was always with the full faith and confidence that I was getting what I paid for and that the people behind it would support it. Now, Ralph, for example, has a division within ADP. He's basically the digital marketing director, as I mentioned. And some of the value added that he brings to the table and the training resources that he provides and in the communal networking that he provides outside of the job on ADM is just an example of the fact that ADP recognizes the need for training, need for ongoing support. As far as their hard products, I can list them for you. They have the ADP Web Suite. I think it's a robust with many, many applications in depth. But an example of a unique feature I like about ADP is they also have the Web Suite 1000, which is really designed for some of the smaller dealers. And as you may or may not know, Ad Agency Online, really we function as a network of independent agencies, but we also confide that we try to focus on the smaller independents because they need the help. They need the consulting functions. They need the resources that we provide as a full-service agency. And I think that the opportunity for a dealership that's got, I think it's I don't know the exact number. I think it's for dealerships recommended with 30 or less, as I recall it. But it really boils down to the confidence that it's for the smaller stores that may not need all of the applications. They have a limited number of users, and its price point is, makes it very effective. You know, there's a lot of DMS providers out now that are jumping on the bandwagon, and they're trying to come in as competitors with ADP. Okay, sorry guys, if I lost you for a minute, I think I'm back on now. I guess we're going to find out in a minute, but I'm going to just keep talking because it's important that this information gets shared. It says the show is on but not streaming, so I'm not sure the status of today. Let's hope that we're getting connected in. All right, it looks like I'm back on live. We may have lost 2 or 3 minutes, but it's not the quality, it's the quantity, right? No, just kidding. Long story short, we had a little technical glitch there. I apologize for the minute breakdown. Hopefully you're still there and listening and live, and I'll remind you all that today is a testament to Ralph Paglia. The few moments that I missed, I was going down some of the value added that I see in ADP beyond just being a DMS provider. I remind you all that they exist with a very robust application. I was commenting, I don't know if I got cut off, so I'll repeat it. I was commenting that one of the things I respect about ADP is that besides the people that are behind it with Ralph and all of the resources he provides in training and ongoing support, they also accommodate the smaller dealers. A good portion of our market for Ad Agency Online are the smaller dealers that value the discount potential that exists in their Web Suite 1000 application. I know that they are also a GM IDMS provider, which certainly is a value added. And their products and services, there's quite a few, and I could just list them to you, but I would recommend, if you get a chance, go to, you know, their website. Go to, you know, www.adp.com. Within that, drill down into their dealer suites. I think you can get there directly by going to http://adp.dealersuite.com. I think that'll also get you to it. But what you're going to find out very quickly is that they have a whole bunch of applications that may not show up on the front side, and it may look like they're trying to sell you a laundry list if you actually look at them, because, you know, there's a lot of different applications, and let's face it, they all have their individual charges, but they also have their individual ROIs, and I'm pretty comfortable with 99% of them. In my negotiations with ADP in the past, my philosophy has usually been to put them all in, and then let's try and get the budget without having to take any out. And that's probably still the philosophy I apply. For those of you who feel differently, who think that you want to just go in with bare bones, well, the WebSuite 1000 is the way to start it. But my recommendation is make the decision, you know, as a decision, not an error of omission. Make it an error of commission. But it all boils down to the opportunity to integrate their WebCRM, for example, which also integrates with their telephony functions. Let's expand on that for a minute. You know, we always accept the truth that processes are the beginning and end of all sales efforts. DMS is a central database, is a recognized wisdom. Most dealerships really couldn't survive without one. If anything, AdAgencyOnline.net was really taken from my experience in the retail auto industry. Having spent 25 plus years as a dealer, when I got into the advertising business, I really missed my dashboard. I missed my ability to have one place to sit down and see what everyone's doing. And I used it as a central communication distribution system in my dealerships. So we created that when I opened AdAgency Online, and that's technically our core product. We have an online operating system that's a communication distribution system to our linked offices. And I think the value that I see with ADP is that they recognize the need to have everything coordinate through that one central database, the DMS they call it. And for example, they have their web CRM tool. We all know the value and benefit of follow-up with customers and the need to integrate that with the desking information and the need to be able to quickly access the information that's available only on your DMS, be it inventory or past sales transactions or finance status, you know, all of the facts and figures that you need to cut right down to a real deal in your real-world showroom. It exists in your virtual showroom as well, and the CRM is able to link into the leads coming in off of your different providers, whether they be third-party or your own. They're usually patched into something like a dealer specialties or a home net. But the point being that the ability to have one central database that seamlessly integrates to all the different functions in both the real and the virtual showroom is what ADP provides. I also, for example, like their VOIP system, which is something Ralph and I discussed in specific just a week or two ago. The opportunity to have, you know, who's calling and an 800 number embedded in your different advertisements so you can record and, you know, manage and monitor the ROI on your different, you know, conventional media with an embedded 800 number. You know, it's still limited because you have to have an operator listening to it. You have to sync later to download and actually physically listen to the phone call. And as valuable as it was in the time and as much as it was state-of-the-art then, it's not now. ADP's new telephony system, their VOIP system, allows you to record the conversations as before, but it does it digitally. And it uses a voice over internet protocol, which basically treats it as data. And the value of data, it may take a few extra seconds to get it in, but it takes you a 50th of a second to get it out. And the resource that it's able to provide to record your inbound phone calls is just one element of it, but as an ad agency, I'll start with that one. The VOIP system they have, the telephony system that they are now promoting, allows you to take these inbound phone calls, record them certainly, but you're also able to access them after the fact directly from your DMS. So not only will the operator be able to recognize the person who's calling in, but it instantly ties into any history that they have, which is linked to the web CRM, which is linked to the DMS, so you can talk intelligently with the customer, but it also allows you to remotely access it, so a salesperson away from the facility or at any location, even a cell phone, is able to get into the system and talk intelligently to a customer and follow up to coordinate and communicate not only to the customer but to other departments to access information that's already data, you know, in the existing DMS. So converting everything into the same language, that digital language, is something that's now available through the telephony system being promoted by ADP. And if you tie that into the CRM tool, and if you put their dashboard processes together so that a general manager can look at one set of facts and figures real time, and an individual department head can look at another limited to just those facts and figures he needs to know, you know, it's really tough to make a decision without information. And that's what ADP really is. It's a central database that gives you the access to the information you need to move forward. And in today's market, we all recognize that your existing customers, the information you're able to resource to, and you know, enhance the relationship you have with your customers on the phone now, was always there for you when they're in the showroom on the real world. Well, now you can integrate it all through the showroom on the virtual world as well. And speaking of that, talking about depth of resources and giving credit to Ralph for being positioned himself within the right organization, ADP also extends themselves with acquisitions that they now have made their own. Things, for example, like BZ Results. They are also an individually approved vendor, but they're part of the Ralph Pollyer family within ADP. They're one of the more robust website design companies out there. I envy the resources they have now that they've affiliated with ADP. But the bottom line point is that their respect for the back-end site analytics and their ability to provide reports, and more importantly, I think, more uniquely, I should say, their serious investment and involvement in a legitimate search engine optimization and search engine marketing investments, that's a little bit different than many of the website designers that are out there. I think we've all accepted the value of less is more when it comes to web designs. And if you look at an example of a BZ Results site, you'll see that they follow that wisdom. It gives you a lot of information and a little bit of space, and the links are functional. They're very specific. They're targeted to get down to the information that the customer is drilling there for. And if you look at some of the examples of the back ends in terms of site analysis of, you know, how many pages are drilled and how long they stay on a page, you'll find that BZ Results is extremely competitive as a result of their design. I also respect the fact that they do not just put up the page and walk away. Their back end support is enviable. Their resources now that they're part of ADP is something unique. And we've had Terry Gibson on often on our show. In fact, I have to remind myself to invite him back. But on the Lunch with Ralph show, giving testimony to Ralph Pollyer, I remind you all that this is all part of the ADP family that Ralph has access to. Another example of an extension is the added value. You know, whenever I negotiated an ADP system, the first thing I did was make certain that we had a lot of training time built into the negotiations. They include quite a bit, but it's also a negotiating factor that we've always focused on, mostly because I give value to what they can do for us. You know, the last thing you want to do is invest in the system, have some turnover with key personnel, and not be able to use it. I've learned from experience that ADP, besides having guys like Ralph available, has a very specific department set aside, both online and on-site, as well as remote training programs that they host in your different areas that really do give you an ongoing support team. Okay, again, I'm back. Guess we seem to have a technical glitch going on. I don't believe it's on my end, but who the heck cares? Main point is that I'm just going to keep going because I think it's important information that we want to share. Those of you who are expecting the Lunch with Ralph show, I remind you that Ralph got pulled into a meeting with the OEMs up in Detroit, so I'm trying to give this show as a testimony to Ralph and his own. And I believe I'm back online. We only have 3 minutes left. I think in the total of 30, we lost 2 or 3 minutes, so what can I say? It really is the quality, not the quantity. So to continue with the storyline, Ralph's value to us all exists in the resources he has available to ADP. I've already referenced, in case you come in on the end of this show, I've already referenced the value of their ADM system, which is the Automotive Digital Marketing Network that Ralph hosts and I'm a member of and contributed to. I referenced the benefit of Ralph's own investment in training and his relationship with ADP as their National Director of Digital Marketing. I've expanded ADP services and the depth of resources that they have in their DMS to extend into applications like their web CRM, linked into their VoIP telephony system as a resource that you can access and use for both training and being able to resource back for marketing and tracking ROI. And I was most recently discussing their acquisitions and BZ Results, the benefit of having them as a website designer with their back-end analytics and investments and involvements in SEO and SEM way beyond conventional website designers and services out there. And I was now finally resolving the value of training, not only in the installation and acquisition of ADP as a provider, but in their relationship with Traver Technologies, I was bragging about a relationship with Paul Cole up at Park Dodge Chrysler Jeep, where I see Paul involved on a regular basis managing and monitoring the best practices that they've installed at the dealership. And the advantage of having a resource such as Traver as part of the ADP family. You know, I guess if you go way back, you remember ADP as being one of those payroll providers. Well, they still do that, but the car guy in me puts that way down on the list, but I guess that's a resource that we have to recognize. I guess what I'm left with is an apology for some of the technical glitches we had today. I'm not taking any personal responsibility for them because I do believe it was something on the Ethernet. But it all boils down to, again, Ralph Pollyer is not able to make his show today, so I decided to invest the show in Ralph. He's not normally one to brag and, about himself and his own, so I decided that I'd do it for him. Hopefully, Ralph will accept my apology for the technical glitches and also recognize the respect that I have for him and the fact that I tried to invest this show in some of the comments that he deserves and some of the comments that I picked up in response to the shows we've aired in the past. The relationship that I enjoy with Ralph is based on our shared respect for the value of networking. And again, a common phrase used with networkers is a rising tide floats all boats. Ralph and I share that wisdom in dealing with best practices and platforming them through these blog talk radio shows, through our own portals, adagencyonline.net as a free automotive advertising resource. His own Automotive Digital Marketing Network, which is a linked network of auto industry experts and forums and different platforms that are presented through groups. I am a regular participant. I had 966 members this morning. With 966 current, our goal was to try and use this show to get us up to 1,000. So hopefully we didn't lose too many of you during our brief losses of signal. But if you want to join ADM, just go to www.automotivedigitalmarketing.com. It's a few-minute process. They're hosted by Ning. Ralph has laid out a very logical forum and platform for you to join. I ask the favor, if you do go on, that you look through the forums and look at mine. I'd love to get input from car guys and people listening out there. So please join ADM. Please listen to ADP's different products and services when it comes down to time to making a decision. They are a preferred vendor, so if you want more information on any of the related products of ADP, BZ Results, Traver Technologies, or even Ralph Pollyer himself, just go to adagencyonline.net, click on the ADP logo. You'll see a brief video of me explaining why we chose ADP as a preferred vendor. And this show, of course, will be available as a podcast after the fact, so feel free to download it and just get a cup of coffee when you lose signal. Thanks, and sorry for the confusion. Have a great day.